John, a frustrating finish, wasn't it? What's your reaction?
Yeah, very disappointed. It's a very low dressing room. You know, 2-0 up, the game's there, it's won. We're not under any serious threat. I know they've had a goal disallowed for offside, and probably that was our warning point, but very, very disappointed, to be totally honest.
And we were saying just off air, your goalkeeper, Dan Platt, hasn't had to make a save across the 90 minutes.
No, and that makes it, you know, even more frustrating. He's not had a save to make, but again, a set play from a corner, a quickly taken corner that we haven't dealt with, and we find ourselves with 1 point instead of definite three. So, again, very, very disappointing.
And the frustration, again, having conceded late on in the FA Cup last weekend here at the Grove, that it's happened again. Is there any way you can sort of counter this from happening in the next couple of weeks?
You know, it's something that I don't think it can be worked on, but it's something that can definitely be spoken on. And it's just getting back into shape earlier and being switched on. And a lot of it comes down to game management. You know, we're 2-1 up. There's no time left on the clock, and we're still making silly forward runs rather than seeing the game out. The game management was poor today.
Let's talk about the positives, though. Jordan Goddard scoring his second goal of the season, and your star striker, your man on loan from Shrewsbury, he's on fire now, 11 for the season, 5 in his last 4 games. Cayman Anderson winning man of the match this afternoon.
Yeah, I think that's Cayman's third or fourth on the trot. I think definitely 3 at home at the Grove anyway for his man of the match. But like I said before the game, he works extremely hard and he gets just rewards. Pleased for Jordan, and he's not match fit, Jordan, so he'll get better as he gets more game time. But again, you know, the positives are there, but we're still all very disappointed, to be honest.
Yeah, I mean, let's touch more if we can on some more of the plus points, perhaps, because we talked about Ashton pre-kickoff. They're a side that finished in the top 5 3 seasons running, and you did make them look fairly ordinary, didn't you?
We did, really. You know, at time it was, you know, we spoke about, you know, at half time it wasn't a game that we should see out comfortably, and you know, if we could get a second and go 2-0, then we, you know, like again, the game management should come into play, and we should really be sitting here talking about 3 points. So again, very, very disappointed. You know, plus points, it's another point on the board, but with 2 difficult away games to come, you want to be going into that at least winning your home game.
You're unbeaten in the league. That's extended now to 5 matches. You do have games in hand on teams above you. The goal now in the next few weeks, you've got the likes of Mikulova, Grantham as well, I think Matt Lock on the horizon, is to try and climb the table now, isn't it?
Yeah, definitely. You know, and sooner the better, because if you don't, you know, if you're only amassing 1 point here and there, you can quickly find yourself the wrong end of the table. But it's a very competitive league, and a league that, you know, inevitably most matches teams go right to the wire, as we're finding out the hard way. And yeah, the sooner we can get some 3 points on board, the better.